Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then encore presentations, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, Thursdays and Fridays. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Here with a very special guest, a real special person in Belmont County, doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work. Julie Larish, Belmont County Hoof and Paw. She assured me that Amber Bowen would be joining us later on this morning. And of course, no Amber, not that I take that personally. But we're talking about here two important fundraisers. And what this woman has been doing in Belmont County, I mean, everybody should be just thrilled with you. And just about everybody is, but not everyone.
You've got
the Psycho Sanderson sisters. And there is one thing that I really want clarification, if you can talk about this. You were accused, I mean, just sick stuff, about being abusive to a dog in Holloway?
No, there was a dog. Matter of fact, on our last poker run, I got called out in the middle of the poker run. I was on the back of a motorcycle.
Without a helmet.
Without a helmet.
Because you like living.
And it was a dog that died, and we didn't know the cause of death. I mean, and at this point in time, understand, we don't have a lot of funding to do the, except for an extreme case that I need to, I won't do a necropsy to find out the cause of death.
Necropsy is like an autopsy, except for animals.
For animals,
necropsy.
Yeah.
Necropsy. Okay.
Yeah, so we didn't do a necropsy on the dog. Could have been various things that killed the dog. The dog was in the shade. It was under a tree. Did it have a box? No, it had a crate to get into. But the thing is, even with a box, the dog's not going to go in 90-degree temperatures. They're not going to go into a box.
It'll be hot.
So, you know, you can't blame that. It did have water. I double-checked that as soon as I got on scene. Water, no problem. It had two bowls, actually. One was a black bowl. One was a silver bowl inside the crate. So I got accused of not investigating this guy.
By some idiots on Facebook.
Yeah, so, and they did have other dogs there, but if you talk to the people and understand the story of the dogs, you would understand that.
What's the story?
She had lost a family member in Columbus during the COVID and the riots and everything. She had lost a family member.
What, a sister?
A daughter.
Oh my God.
And she had her granddaughter with her, and she had dogs of her daughters. So, you know, you got a lot going on. She's not wanting to part with the dogs, and there were quite a few dogs there. They have since parted with the dogs, and they're down to one dog now. But they needed help, and rather than, like, all the other dogs in the house were fine. They were all adequate weight. They all had food, water. Yes, they had to tie him out, but they had to tie him out to keep him from fighting. They tried to keep him in the shade as much as possible, but dogs are dogs, especially young dogs. They're going to move themselves around where they need to be. So there was a lot going on in that whole case that people didn't know the behind-the-scenes things.
Especially the death of that poor woman in Columbus.
Yeah. So, you know, there was a lot.
What were you accused of?
I was accused of not prosecuting him for the dog that died.
That's it.
And the dog that died was adequate weight. It did have a purple tongue.
Is that good or bad, a purple tongue?
It could be, no, that could be dehydration. It could be it got bit by something, which is my suspicion. They live right on the bank of an old mining area, that's Holloway. And I did see snakes there when I was there, one of the visits.
Sure.
So he said, yeah, it could potentially have.
Wow.
You know, it could have potentially. He didn't say
monsters,
it got bit.
These monsters go after you on Facebook, accusing you of all sorts of stuff. But now you had a run-in with this, you met the guy at the courthouse, right?
Yesterday I was when he came up and shook my hand.
You were there for what reason now?
I had eight individuals in court yesterday.
Eight,
yeah. Yeah.
How do you keep your mind with all this? Eight people in court, and then you see this guy
who
you're accused of unfairly regarding you didn't prosecute. So what happened?
He walked up to me, and he shook my hand, and he said, I want to thank you so much for helping me. You gave me dog boxes for my dogs. He said, we have since gotten down to one dog. He said, you helped me with Warmer. He said, I want to tell you how much you're appreciated. I mean, when somebody does that, you know that they're through the hard times in their life, and you know they went down to one dog. It took them a while. There's a lot going on with that whole situation that people did not know about. But he's a wonderful, wonderful family. They really are. They're down to one dog. They're doing fine, and he just wanted to let me know he appreciated me.
Wow. And the abuse that you got from those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so big fundraiser, two big fundraisers.
Two.
The first one is when now?
June 14th at
June
the Carn
14th.
Center.
June 14th.
That's a Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. Starting 11 a.m.?
Yeah. Well, the doors will open at 11.
All
the
right.
Band start at 12.
What do you have to pay to get in?
It's $25 to get in.
All right. And that's for the whole day.
That is for the whole day that gets you into. We're going to have a big Chinese auction. We'll have some raffles, a 50-50. We'll have some games. We'll have the car show.
Food and drinks?
There are food trucks there. And we have another person. We do have the beer garden going on. So we'll have the drinks there. We'll have also, you know, pop water, everything like that.
Which food trucks? Any good ones?
740 barbecue. I'm not in charge of the food trucks. I should have wrote them down.
Yeah. But I hear they're all very good food trucks.
They're very good.
That's what I hear.
We do have a lady making us a slew of her cupcakes and her cupcakes. She is not a business, but let me tell you something. She makes the best cupcakes in the valley.
Seriously?
Yes.
And
it's my sister.
Oh. I was going to say, it's like one of the first I've heard of this. Okay. And your sister is who?
Marissa Eckleberry.
Marissa Eckleberry?
Yeah.
And it's the Eckleberry cupcakes?
Yeah, she's...
The legendary Eckleberry cupcakes?
Yeah, it's the legendary Eckleberry cupcakes. She's a postmaster for Bethesda.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. Good. And what else is going to be at June 14th?
Yeah, June...
It's called Raise the...
Wolf.
Wolf.
Yes,
okay,
raise your wolf.
Wolf. And that's on Facebook, right?
That's on Facebook, yes.
All right, great.
Yes.
And what else is going to be involved there
on
Saturday?
Yeah, it's a lot of games. We're going to do games this year. We're going to get everybody. We're going to have children's section. So if the kids come early in the day, we'd like for the kids to be gone by 9 only because of the alcohol that's involved.
Yeah.
But during the day, we're going to have some sack races. We're going to have some water games, things like that they can play.
All right. And what about the adults after they get all liquored up at night? Do you have any special games for them?
Yeah, we've got the beer pong. We do have the tic-tac-toe. We do have...
Try Naked Twister. I hear that. I'm trying to help you get ticket sales. Julie, I'm trying to help you get ticket sales. Anyway, so you've got beer pong and what else now?
Tic-tac-toe. Water tic-tac-toe, where they have the buckets of water and you can play tic-tac-toe. We may even put a Redneck Olympics together.
Redneck Olympics?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are fun.
What is this?
Like, we have a beer drinking contest with baby bottles. We have a...
I was going to say, jeez.
We do things differently, you know. Redneck Olympics. We used to do it on scooters in Glencoe.
What else? Redneck Olympics.
Redneck Olympics, ring toss, where you actually have to take a bottle of beer and you get a string and a stick and you stand up the beer. And once you stand up the beer, you got to hurry up, flip off top, drink the beer.
Okay. Okay. So it's timed.
Yeah, it's timed.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
What other were the Redneck Olympics?
There's a game of the coal miners game where you're dressed in all the coal miner gear. You have to come in, wash your hands, wash your face, take off your gear, make it to the bed. But what they don't understand is when you make it to the bed, there's somebody in that bed that's going to throw you out of the bed.
Sounds like my whole dating career. that's great. You got to have the Redneck Olympics. You have to have them.
Yeah, we used to do it down scooters in Glencoe when my brother had the bar.
You got to do it. Now, there's not much time, but you got to do it. And it'll be great to get publicity with the TV stations, newspaper, all of that.
Right.
It's great to cover. That would be great. Yeah. You're going to have a Redneck run like they had at Jambo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah. And then the other event is what now?
It is our benefit ride with
when
the Grim
that?
Reapers. That is on June 28th.
Okay. Saturday?
It's on a Saturday. Registration 11:30. Kickstands up at 12:30. Going to be an awesome ride. Even if it rains, we're still going to have it. And we're going to have a band at the end at 5 o'clock. We'll have food. We are providing the food and the entertainment.
Where's that going to be at
the end? That is going to be back at the Lumberjacks.
Oh.
Everything starts at Lumberjacks and ends at Lumberjacks.
Okay. All right. Great. Mm-hmm. Good. And how much is that?
That is $20. I do believe it's $20 for the first bike, and then it's either 20 or 25, and then it goes up to 30 for your passenger.
I meant to ask you this, completely different subject. A news story, there's a wild zebra running around in America that was somebody's pet. Have you seen that story?
No, I haven't.
It's a crazy, a zebra running around that was somebody's pet that escaped. You never had a zebra. I hear they're nasty temperaments. Nothing with a zebra. Yeah. Okay, well, so much for that. All right, fine.
I did have a donkey crust with a zebra. I did have one of those.
What?
I had a donkey crust with a zebra. I had two of them, actually. They're down at the Kentucky Sanctuary now.
Is like a striped donkey? Or
Yep.
Really?
Around the legs, it's got the stripes, but the rest of the body looks like a donkey.
Are they that mean dispositions? Are they nasty? Nothing.
Uh-uh.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. All right. Well, you're just full of surprises today. I got to tell you.
I think the worst one I had was a heenie.
A heenie?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a mini horse crossed with a mini donkey.
Bad temperament?
Bad temperament.
Really?
Yeah. I literally watched it put three guys into a wall. And it's just a little guy.
Oh, you mean kicking them?
Kicking them, biting them, slamming them. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Well, you're the horse whisperer. How did you not help this animal?
We did. We did. But it took a heenie. A heenie. It's a mini with a donkey.
You're amazing. Honestly, you're just amazing. I can't... can't imagine everything that you have gone through. So unfair. Just so unfair. Please help her out with these two great fundraisers, Belmont County Hoof and Paw. They're on Facebook, Belmont County Hoof and Paw. Julie Larish is on Facebook, L-A-R-I-S-H.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Julie. And still no Amber Bowen here. I'm telling you, I think she hates me now. I really do.
No,
I
she does.
I think she does. I think she does. We have about a minute left. Tell the listeners, you get the last word. My guests always get the last word. You can say pretty much anything you want. You can bring up key points that you made during the interview. You can bring up new points. Tell people how to get in touch with you. Tell them to avoid hay if they're allergic to hay, whatever you want. Julie Larish, my microphone is always is yours.
For any animal abuse, suspected animal abuse, neglect, please give us a call at 610-314-5203. And we're hoping to see everybody out at the Band Bash or at the benefit ride. Even if you don't ride, come on out, enjoy the fun. We're doing lots of food, lots of entertainment. And if you're interested in bands, the Band Bash is the way to go. It's all local bands. Going to have a fantastic time with it. And a lot of fun.
And they can get in touch with you with, what's your phone number again?
610-314-5203.
Once again, that's?
610-314-5203.
And you're on Facebook?
We're on Facebook under Belmont County Hoof and Paw. And you can also email us at bchp911@gmail.com.
Fantastic. I wish you the very best. You do wonderful work, especially in Belmont County, taking care of all these large animals. I just can't get over it. I just cannot get over it. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Anytime you need any help with anything, just ask.
Okay.
Julie Larish, one of the great heroes in Belmont County, does wonderful, wonderful work with all these great animals. And help her out. Help her out. Make donations. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willy 105.5.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. lakes of Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.